And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
Dave, congratulations. Superb result today. 4-1 victory against Stourbridge. You've done the league double over them as well. And congratulations to yourself for getting a hat-trick.
Thank you very much. It was a good performance from the boys. I thought going in at 0-0, you know, we got a bit of belief from it. And I thought we did all right first half, but I think, especially coming in, I think the lads have, you know, obviously got a lot of talent and stuff. So I think we just need to believe in ourselves. And it's one of them. Obviously, you look at the league table and, you know, we had nothing to lose. So, you know, we've gone out and we've played a good game plan. And to be honest, you know, it wasn't really a smash and grab. I thought we deserved it, really.
With it being a local derby as well, Dave, and where you were on the table, as you said, like, you just go out and enjoy it. Was the mindset for the match thinking, like, the pressure's off us because we're playing a team in the top four of the table, we should go out and try and enjoy this game?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, what better day to do it? You've got 500 fans in and, you know, you're not expected to win, so you may as well go and, you know, try and upset them. So yeah, it was a good day.
The penalty that came first was Sutton, converted by Sean Geddes. What's your take here?
I was on the keeper, and as I've turned round, yeah, massive shirt pull, so for me, absolute stonewaller.
Another three goals you scored today then, which is your personal favourite?
Definitely the first one. Obviously it's as a striker, you come to a new club, or, well, obviously you're in the team to score goals, so first one was nice, last one was nice, just to top it off, really. But yeah, you know, that's what I'm in the team for, to score goals. So.
And was it part of the game plan then for you to be like a lone striker this afternoon and sort of lead the line?
We knew before the game that they've got some physical centre-halves, and I think the idea was obviously just try and upset them and then build from there. Josh Venny, I thought he was brilliant today, playing in that little 10 role, so he helped a lot.
Before Sutton Coldfield Town, where have you played at previously?
I was playing for Hormond in the West Midlands Prem. I was at Shrewsbury Town as a scholar, played at Telford United, but then went to university. Didn't really think anything of football, to be honest, then, but it was nice to get a chance in shoes. We played local, get them confidence up. No, it's been nice to, you know, obviously you come to a new club, you want to score goals, that's what you're in the team for. So yeah, it was good.
Playing on a 3G service here at Coles Lane, what's your thoughts on 3G? Is it a surface you like playing on?
It is, because obviously we've got a lot of talent in the team, so it helps the lads. Obviously it takes time to adapt to it. When I was at university in Leeds, we had a 3G pitch. I am used to it, but it's just all about looking after yourself on it, really. And it's done as well today because, you know, we've gone and pulled off the results. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but you just need to, don't worry about anyone else. You know, you've got to go and win your games yourself. And, you know, you can do all the mathematics about they might lose out and stuff, but at the end of the day, you just got to go out there and do your best and pick up 3 points. And, you know, especially today, we're going to be hard to beat at home, I think.
Looking ahead, then, a mixture of cup and league matches on the horizon. Tuesday night against Birmingham City in the Birmingham Senior Cup, and then the following Saturday away against Ashton United. Are you expecting there to be chopping and changes in the two teams in those two matches? Because the priority is to stay in the league, really, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously the league's a priority. I don't know what the gaffer's going to do, but anyone who comes in, like I said, we've got such a talented team. We just need to believe in ourselves a bit, and whoever comes in, not a problem.
And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.